contract was cancelled without any possibility of defending myself.
Can you please check the ship? Because I'm just concerned about my friend who's working there.
We are out of food, and our salary is delayed for 3 months. They want to send me home.
Those are just some of the seafarers who have looked to the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, for help. There are more than 1.5 million seafarers in the world. They work on 53,000 ships, which transport 90% of the world's goods. Many of them do so while employed in underpaid, unsafe work. Part of the problem in helping these workers win better wages and working conditions is how the ships are registered. 70% of the world's shipping fleet is operated under so-called Flags of Convenience, or FOC. Stephen Cotton, the ITF's Maritime Coordinator and Acting General Secretary, explains.
The Flag of Convenience is a system used by ship owners to avoid taking their legal and trade union responsibilities. So they flag vessels owned in one country into countries like the Bahamas or Liberia that use their registers to make money. And ultimately that's to avoid paying taxes, to avoid traditional maritime countries' long history of maritime legislation, and to avoid their responsibilities to employ seafarers from those countries. Ultimately, seafarers can be vulnerable in this system because they have nobody to turn to, no unions, and no authorities that can provide them assistance.
For more than 50 years, the ITF has been lobbying to end Flag of Convenience registration. It wants the system eliminated and replaced by a framework of regulations for the shipping industry. The ITF's Flag of Convenience campaign has helped increase the number of ship inspections to more than 8,000 a year, won compensation for injured workers, and forced ship owners to pay seafarers what is owed them. In 2011, for example, the ship owners were forced to pay $26 million in back pay and compensation. This August, another victory for the ITF's lobbying efforts will take place. The Maritime Labor Convention of the International Labor Organization, the ILO, will come into effect. The convention has been dubbed the Seafarers' Bill of Rights. To come into effect, the convention had to be ratified by at least 30 member states of the ILO that controlled more than a third of the world's gross tonnage of ships. By ratifying the convention, a nation agrees to ensure that its laws respect the terms of that convention. The coming into force of the Maritime Labor Convention is an important milestone in the global campaign to improve the wages and working conditions of the world's seafarers.